Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas, where the heat index today is 100. Yes, 100. Meanwhile, it's snowing in other parts of the world, and there was some sort of typhoon or massive storm headed to India. So the weather's crazy. We're just all on 24/7 prayer watch, and the world is nuts. However, Jesus is still alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we are going to move forward in 2020 in faith. It's been a long time, guys. I haven't been on here for a couple of months. I took a sabbatical in February, late February, and then, of course, the pandemic hit, so I was busy with other things. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but I am a school teacher by trade, so I've been teaching virtually hours and hours and hours, Monday through Friday, since the middle of March. My life has been a little nuts, and I'm sure it's been that way for you too. However, I can't complain. God has sustained our family through this pandemic. He has blessed us abundantly, and I am so grateful for this time. That may sound crazy to you, but I've actually started some new projects. I've lost some weight. I got some much needed rest. So I've enjoyed the sabbatical of being quarantined and staying at home. Of course, I have been praying for the world and for those who have contracted this horrible virus, and I'm praying for it to end very soon. If you remember in my podcast, Prophecy 2020 Part 3, the Lord predicted this pandemic and many other things through my podcast. And it's just crazy how the Lord speaks to you so clearly. And I remember recording that podcast in January or December and saying pandemic. Like, I haven't heard that word in a really long time. In fact, I think I just remember reading it in history books and not really hearing it aloud as a child or an adult other than in a history class. So listen to the voice of the Lord. And when it's the voice of the Lord, even if it sounds nuts, it's going to happen. He does not lie. He knows the end from the beginning. And he uses those who are prophets or have the office of prophecy or prophet. He uses us to encourage or inform or warn the body. So today, what I want to talk to you about is Jesus. And I'm stumbling over my words because it's been so long since I made a podcast. So I apologize for that this does not sound ultra professional, but it is heartfelt. Here's the deal, guys. You know we're in the end days. So we must be born again. What does that mean? We have to ask Jesus into our heart and accept him as our Lord and Savior. What does that sound like? Jesus, I believe you died and rose again. I'm a sinner. I repent. Come into my heart. Take over my life. If you say that simple prayer, you're born again. He wants us to repent. When we sin, he wants us to say we're sorry and make a real effort to change. Don't just say you're sorry and keep doing whatever you were doing. You have to change and strive for excellence. Jesus wants us to come to him. You know, the Holy Spirit, he left the Holy Spirit with us when he ascended back into heaven. And yet he left the Holy Spirit with us. He wants us to call on him. He wants us to pray. He wants us to believe in him. And most of all, he wants us to commune, fellowship, and love him. As I said earlier, he wants us to listen. There is a voice in your spirit that is the voice of the Lord. Now, very few people have heard it audibly. He does talk to some people that way, but most of the time it is a feeling or something in your spirit tells you that this is the Lord speaking to you. He wants us to abide in him, take up our cross, and follow him. You know, the Bible says for us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. What does that mean? That means love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. That means he's the center of everything. Your first thought in the morning is Jesus. Your last thought at night is Jesus. Before you do anything, is this what the Bible says? Is this what Jesus would expect of me as a daughter or son of the Most High God? He wants us to rejoice over things that he would rejoice over. He wants our hearts to break over things that would break his heart. Now, when the Bible talks about fearing the Lord, it doesn't mean being afraid like I'm afraid of snakes. It means to have a reverent respect for his position of authority, because God is sovereign. We need to worship God in spirit and in truth. We need to remember to pray, and don't lose heart when we are praying. So many believers were so distraught when COVID-19 first started. They thought this was it, which I don't understand, because if you've read Matthew 24 and Revelation, this is not it. This is not the tribulation. You know that God's got you. You declare Psalms 91 over yourself, and you just believe Romans 8:28, that God is going to work everything out for your good. So there's no reason for us to be anxious. And in fact, this pandemic was a perfect opportunity for us as believers to show those who don't know Jesus what faith looks like. We must be humble. That means not think too much of ourselves, because we are nothing without Jesus. We should be childlike and have a servant heart. Now, many people were angry with God over this pandemic, and they were like, how could you let all these people die? Why would you let this happen? Why did you let the church doors close? So the church is the body. The church is still open. The building is closed. And now you've got church 24/7 online. He's actually made it easier to reach the unbelievers. So we just need to make a paradigm shift in what we're thinking of what church is and what it should be. We must always strive to do the will of the Father who is in heaven. And instead of asking yourself, what would Jesus do? Ask yourself, what would Jesus expect? As we are coming out of this pandemic, we need to remember the promises of God and remember the things that he's taught us during this time. I'm sure that we have all learned many lessons. I know I have. So what did Jesus teach? He said, love your enemies, even those who abuse you, even those who hate you. He said to love your neighbor. That doesn't mean just physically your neighbor whose house is next to yours or whose apartment is above yours. It means people in other countries, foreigners, people that you don't even know, immigrants. We need to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven rather than treasures on earth. I know I purged during this pandemic and I got rid of everything that I felt like the Lord was saying, you don't need that. I need to be able to travel light as I continue to travel literally and minister. These are the things that Jesus taught. He wants us to be loving and compassionate. And if you haven't seen The Chosen, which is an 8-part series, you need to watch that. It's still on YouTube right now for free. Again, that's The Chosen. It's an 8-series, mini-series about the life of Jesus in the New Testament. And it's just remarkable. Just a beautiful rendition, interpretation, whatever you want to call it, of what the director thought Jesus might be like as a human. You know, he's taken some creative license. There's nothing blasphemous. Everybody who's seen it loves it. It's just so inspiring and full of joy to know that Jesus laughed. It shows him playing with the children. It shows the miracles. It's just beautiful. And after you watch that, I promise you, you will have a new found love and reverence for our Lord. Please remember those who are suffering physically and check up on your friends who are suffering mentally. This has been a difficult season for many people who have anxiety, depression, addictions, suicidal thoughts and tendencies. You know, the enemy has also used this time like the Lord has used this time. He's tried to get into the hearts and the minds of many people. And so I hope that you've been a good neighbor and that you've checked up on people and helped those who literally were without food or jobs and those who literally could not handle this. I pray that you become the hands and the feet of Jesus. You know, today is a sad day. We lost Ravi Zacharias. A month or two ago, we lost Reinhard Bonnke. The Lord is calling his generals home. And the rest of us who are leaders, who are part of the fivefold ministry, we must step up and take up the cross. We have to take over the mantle. We have to do our part and step into our calling to enhance and build the kingdom. It's not about popularity. It's about purpose. It's not about platform. It's about purpose. It's not about prosperity. It's about purpose. So I pray today that you have a better understanding of who Jesus is and what he wants us to do. He is God. He is the Son of God. He is part of the Trinity, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, fully God and fully man when he came to earth as a baby. A lot of things in the Bible you're not going to understand. A lot of things we will never understand about God because he's God. We just have to have faith and believe. And I pray for you today that you get to know Jesus better, that you love Jesus, that you live for Jesus, that you follow Jesus. Be blessed.